systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Welcome to the channel. Today's Monday, June 21st, 2010, and my name is Matt.
And my name's Danny.
And I'm fucking Sean.
I'm fucking drunk, dude. Jesus Christ, what's going on, everybody? How's this going?
It's great.
Doing good. I started on pint number 5.
What is, you remember when you first started the podcast with us? Episode 10, you are our Friday guy, then you got...
Sorry, I was taking a sip of beer.
Then you got AIDS and died, but you're back now.
Yes,
so,
I used to start every show with today's jam hole.
What is
brought
today's...
to you by PBR.
Fantastic.
Pass Blue Ribbon. Red, white, and blue, like America.
That's right. Fantastic. Wow. So I'm back. I had a lovely, lovely time in Idaho. Let me tell you something about Idaho.
What?
It's a beautiful country. That's God's country out there. Lots of white supremacists. Lots of pregnant women. Lots of... yeah, that's about it.
Yeah.
I'll tell you something. On my way up there, I left Friday night after the show. And I made it to about Libby. And I was like, all right, I'm done driving for tonight. I go into this hotel up there. And... there's this cute chick working there, so I flip her a wink. I'm like, hey, need a room for the night. Just a lonely traveler making my way to Idaho.
Was her name Shelby Wilkes?
No, her name was Mercedes, actually.
Wow.
So I'm like, how much is a room? And she's like, $90. I'm like, let me tell you something, Mercedes, before I drive you away. I'm getting a room in Idaho for $40. I'm not paying more than $40 for a room here. And she said,
what?
That's not going to work. And I said, well, what's going to work? Do you have AAA? And she's like, yeah. I'm like, I got that. She's like, really? I'm like, yeah. Does your Mercedes need towed if you catch my drift? She said, no, stop hitting on me. I said, okay. She said, how much money do you have? And I said,
wait.
$1?
Wait. Her name was Mercedes?
Yes, thank you.
Wow.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Okay, are we good?
Yes.
Funny enough, she wasn't a stripper.
Really?
I know, weird, huh?
She will be.
She could have been.
Hey, give her a ding for that. That was good.
Oh, all right, there you go.
You need to give me the bell.
Yeah?
Yeah, let me have the bell this show. Come
I don't
on,
think
man.
So. I don't think so.
Come on, it's a jam hole first. Sean gets control of the bell.
No, that's not going to happen ever. But no, so she's like, how much money do you have? And I'm like, $61. She's like, make it 65. I'm like, I'm going to make it 60, and I'll let you come hang out. And she's like, all right. And so I didn't know that. That you can just negotiate hotel prices as long as, you know,
Matt, you
it's
can,
late.
You can negotiate anything if you got the skills.
Well, let me tell you something about that. But it was cool. I got the room for cheaper. It was lovely. She came and hung out. We burned one, and that was that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. You ready for this?
No.
So then, what do you think happened? You looking at me like I did something. What happened? I left... with a signed contract that Sean was going to give you a good fucking, and you were going to realize how good I was to fuck after you fucked him and saw how horrible it was. That was the plan now.
And I like how you think I would just go ahead and fuck Sean.
Well, I didn't really leave it up to you. I more left it up to him to kind of do, but he apparently didn't do the... Thank you, Sean.
What? Continue.
I brought AIDS back from Idaho. Let's just put it that way. No, Idaho is nice. There's a lot of golf courses there.
Uh-huh.
I get down there and it's about...
So what was I ready for?
Oh, nothing. I got down there and it was like one or two or three by the time I got there. I don't fucking remember. I was smoking like the whole way there. And I got checked into my room, and it was lovely. And I'll tell you something. You know when we did our first live audience show? We did it in a restaurant.
Yeah.
Do you know why we didn't do it in a bar?
Why?
Because bars have people coming in and out, and once we started the show, remember, we wanted everyone...
Hey, hey, they serve alcohol in bars.
They served alcohol in the restaurant, too.
Did they?
Yes. Yep.
Just a little factoid for everybody. Bars serve alcohol.
But so I don't know. I want to say the show, it was fun for me. The show was not fun for the host. The Basement Boys did not have a good time at that show.
Why? And
I felt so bad for him. Well, they're at a bar for one. The audio equipment the bar had was all fucked up, the big PA and shit. And in a bar, you have people drinking, and that's fine. Our live show, people came to the restaurant. Like, we closed the restaurant, and then we opened. And that was when everyone came. Every single person that was in that restaurant was there to see our show.
Right.
Which made it good, because when we got up on stage, everyone shut the fuck up. They sat, and they were listening. It was cool.
Yeah.
In a bar, you have people that are just in there drinking. So they're not there to see a show necessarily. They're just there to drink and talk. So you have a group in the middle drinking, talking. That in turn makes the groups all around them start talking a little louder, which then in turn louder, louder, louder. Pretty soon you couldn't hear shit.
That sucks.
It did. And I felt so bad for them. I was like, God, I wanted this to go so good for you guys. And it was so much fun for me, but I know I saw them, and it was not fun. The hotel I stayed at had a pool.
Okay.
I liked the pool. Lots of lovely ladies there. I met a girl down there, and I'm thinking to myself, now, you cannot get mad because nothing happened. I need to preface this because I can see it in your eyes already. You're like, I knew it, that fucker. Okay? Are we cool?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that sounds cool. That sounds super cool. I was thinking, you're always like, Matt has no game anymore. Matt's getting old.
Matt go hit on chicks,
Matt,
right?
Matt couldn't pick up a chick if he tried.
Well, so what happened, Matt?
So I tried, and guess what? I did. And I took a chick to the party, and I took her back to the hotel, and I walked her to her room. And you know what? She tried to kiss me, and I said, no. You should be fucking proud of me for
that. That's not the story you told me.
What's the story I told you?
Matt told me when he went to Idaho, he's like, do you want to know the truth, bro? I'm like, yeah. He's like, I had a horrible fucking time. He's like, dude, I have no game whatsoever. He's like, I tried to talk to a couple chicks. They didn't even want to have nothing to fucking do with me.
Now, what do you think's true?
I think that's true,
you
bro.
You think so?
Yes.
All right, well, you'll just have to ask the Basement Boys and see if I actually went there with a girl or not.
Why would you even do that?
Just for fun.
And why
says
would you
Matt
even tell me?
Well, wait a minute. What's wrong with him having a female friend?
I still got it.
You went to go prove
you
yourself.
You led me
you
to
still
believe.
Got it. You went to go pick up a chick, and you told me.
Well,
are
he went to
stupid?
Try, and he failed miserably.
Well,
you know that story's all bullshit.
Bullshit. Nah, whatever.
Matt's got about as much game as fucking ball in a cup, dude.
Dude, I don't go picking up random dudes to see if I still got it. Okay. And
do
I don't
know?
Go negotiating hotel prices with some hot dude.
I wasn't
say,
about to
come hang out later. Okay, I don't do that.
I wasn't about to pay $90 for a fucking hotel room in Libby. Okay, you do what you do.
Did you disgust me?
Cobra,
right
really?
Now? Yeah.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Why?
So,
yes, caller, you're live on the jam hole. Holla.
Hi guys, it's Ward from Basement Boys.
Ward, tell them what happened. What's going on, man?
What's up?
We want to know what the fuck went down, because we're hearing conflicting stories about this shit.
Oh, you guys been talking about it? I'm sorry, I'm not listening live. I'm at work, but...
Oh! Well, let me fill you in.
Be a, Harry, one of the subjects.
He'll fill you in. Go ahead,
Sean. I'll
fill
you in. Matt's over here says to me that he's a huge loser. Now he's trying to tell his sexually unsatisfied girlfriend that he's a huge pimp.
Whoa.
We want to know what really happened.
What really happened, Ward? Tell him the truth.
What really happened?
Tell him the truth, Ward.
What are we talking about exactly?
Did Matt show up with a chick or not?
Did I show up to your show with a girl?
Yeah.
And
you stupid fuck.
Was she hot? Was she cute? Was she cute?
Was she cute?
She wasn't bad looking.
Oh, no. I mean, was she cute?
1 to 10. 7.
I'd give her probably a 6 or 7.
Nice, not bad.
Okay,
now, Dana,
was she a hooker?
No, she was not. I was broke.
Why did you bring a chick? Why did you do that?
For fun. Why not?
Because you have a girlfriend?
Did I fuck her?
I'm not bringing dates with me.
Hey,
did he
fuck her?
Ward, did I fuck her?
Yeah, right on the table.
Right. Okay. It's on the video.
He did. You know what?
I mean, he needed saving, and he's like, listen.
Matt, I understand. Every pimp needs to have a lady on his arm at a social event.
Thank you.
Enough said.
Thank you. But I'm just saying that after hearing it over and over again that, you know, you ain't got it anymore when you used to have it quite a bit, sometimes you just need to see. And I saw, and I realized that I did, and that was where I put an end to it. And I don't see why you're mad about that. Ward, why are you mad about that?
I'm not mad about it.
Oh, okay.
Mad about what? You fucking the girl on the table?
Jesus, dude. No. Ixnay on the ucking fae. No, from your perspective, I was just kind of mentioning what I saw, and I mentioned that the show was so fun and awesome for me, but it didn't look like it was as fun for you. What happened?
We went into it with a much larger expectation and tons of, we sat down, we've been planning the show for, months now. But, I mean, we sat down the day before and mapped out the plan of attack for how we were going to do the show and what and how it was going to run. And then, you know, we had the sick-as-fuck implementation in there. That was the musical.
I haven't got to that part yet. What was... Okay, so here, I'll lay it out for you. They had a scheduled rap group, and I was like, well, cool, maybe I can rap too. I brought a mic, I brought a cord, I brought my beats. I was totally ready. And we're all sitting there before anything starts. Like, I got something to eat. And which, by the way, thanks for telling the bartenders that I was performing. Because, like, I went to pay for my steak, bite-sized steak bits. And they're like, hey, everything's on the house for you tonight since you're performing. I was like, thanks. Right on. But
and
so,
you didn't perform?
No. I'll mention that. But no, I didn't at all.
You suck, dude.
I was gonna.
I thought I taught you the bar crashing ways.
I know. I was gonna, but it was... there. Was,
by the way, look out for me and Matt Lee's next bar crashing event over in St. Mary's sometime soon.
There was one technical difficulty after another, it seemed like. But so check this out. We're sitting there. The bar's got a few people, probably the locals here and there. All of the sudden, door kicks open like... these fools roll in like 8 deep, all wearing the same shirts, all wearing like the flat brim hats, like your typical white gangsters. And their shirts said SAF on it. And what does SAF stand for, Ward?
SAF stands for thick as fuck, or as we at the Basin Boys, they basically issued a sick ass fuck to us.
It's a sick ass fuck. Sick as fuck. Right, I understand.
Yeah, sick as fuck, yeah.
And I'll tell you, there's an atmosphere song, and I've mentioned this before, and he talks about, like, what not to do, how not to be. Like, if you're like this and you're opening for atmosphere, he will just completely ignore you. One of those things is having more people on the stage than there are in the crowd. That's a no-no. One of the things is talking like your mouth is full. That is a no-no. One of the things is... trying to be all ghetto fabulous, trying to be basically something you're not, which is what a lot of the white rappers around here do. We have crews just like that. I was impressed that they managed to get that many people all coordinated wearing the same shirts. Like, they must clearly none of them have jobs if they were all totally available that evening. Who?
Well, and they not only did they bring their entire rap posse with them, they brought, like, an audience entourage with them as well.
Okay, now I have something to say about that. You don't bring your entourage if your entourage should be out grazing in a field in Idaho somewhere. That's all. I've never seen women that big move that largely. I don't know. I was like, wow. I mean, I guess once you start moving, it's hard to stop, but that's... If I'm wrapping up on stage and you're 350 pounds, just nod your head from the back. Don't, like, bust your way up front and start, like, trying to freak with me, please. So. Did you have a good time, though, at least? Was any part of that fun for you?
There was a lot of fun parts to it. It just, for me, like... being that emotionally invested into the show itself, it made it hard for me to enjoy every little thing that went wrong.
Right, right.
So, I mean, it was just, I mean, and it, at a certain point, it was, I think, Garlic kind of checked out.
I saw at a certain point that you guys all kind of just gave up and you're like, fuck it. I'm not even going to try anymore.
Yeah, I mean, we had notes that we were, and then, we tried the thing where we were going to, like, do some questions for the audience and give out some merch and stuff, and then, the audio was such a pile of shit that nobody could hear us, so it was kind of like, we'll just fuck this, I guess.
I know, I wanted so badly to, like, re-hook up that whole system to make it work, but it was so too late by the time I was going to do that. MDS says, was Basement Boys 100 more or less a clusterfuck than their show in Kalispell? Did your show in Kalispell go better than your 100th ep?
I haven't listened back to the 100th episode yet, and I'm sure I'll be able to edit something together that sounds decent, but, I was able to save the episode 69 in Kalispell was... ended up being salvageable to the point that it was at least entertaining.
Oh, absolutely. And not just because we had people yelling the jam hole the whole time. And I apologize for that. Now, did you kind of fuck yourself? You guys don't really do stand-up, and I noticed that your first bit was for all three of you to go up there and take, like, 5 minutes and do some stand-up. Now, did that kind of fuck you up? Like, were you prepared for that, or what?
Well, Derek, my co-host Derek, he's got, like, almost I'd call it a natural ability.
He was hilarious.
To work with a crowd.
He was very funny.
Right, and so having him go last was kind of a saving grace. Our lack of experience doing that and... trying to shoehorn that in at the beginning of the show is probably, I'd say, risky.
Now, you saw me sitting there with the girl. Is that why you brought me up on stage? Were you going to totally call me out and be like, so, hey, Matt, where's your girlfriend at? Because we didn't really get it. We didn't really get into any questions.
Yeah, your contribution to the show, or my implementing you into the show, was a total and utter fail. That was almost like a last-ditch effort to try to bring some sort of semblance of structure back to the show, and it ended up not working because at that point everybody was kind of checked out of the show.
Yeah, I tried
even
to,
by then.
I tried and to so, save it, but...
But yeah, I wasn't calling you up to point out the girl with you. I was actually calling you up. I wanted to talk to you about your... one of your more recent episodes, the big kind of blow up between you and Danny over
sex addict?
The sex issue. Yeah, the sex addict episode.
Well, hey, now's your chance. Hit me. What's up? It's not as fun when it's not in person, is it? It was.
It wasn't fun in person either, because the distraction of the whole thing was just a total mind fuck. I mean, there was so much going on around us that it was hard to even gather my thoughts for something like that, and it was almost like an impromptu thing that went totally awry.
Yeah, it was all right though. I think there were some really good laughs in the beginning. Your Fred Federline bit is fucking brilliant. I have to say, I laugh at that every time I hear it. It's so funny.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks for that answer. Thank you too.
Awesome. But so if you had to go back and do it again, what would you do differently?
We wouldn't have a musical act. We'd probably do a little bit of music in there. Like, we'd do it almost like a DJ type thing where we'd actually, and we'd probably focus more on the comedy aspect of it, work out better acts and do more of that kind of thing.
You know why?
Actually do a show, because I think the show aspect of it was more of a failure than I think the stand-up part was. I think the stand-up part was actually not too bad, but the point where we got into the show, I think, is where we really lost them.
Do you know why, though? I can tell you the one sole reason why you lost them during the podcast and not during the stand-up. Thank you, Sean.
You're welcome.
During the stand-up, you had a microphone that people in the back could hear. During the podcast,
right.
They could not hear it. And I think that was it, man. You had people walking in. They were drinking. The ambient volume of the whole bar rose, and it rose, and it rose, and that was it. Once it hit that point break point, that was the end of it. You lost them totally.
Yeah. I mean, it was having that, you know, that main microphone actually worked, and that's what we were kind of maybe thinking. If we do it again, it would be more themed in that direction. It wouldn't necessarily be a podcast themed show. It would be more of a comedy.
Hey, I have a question.
Show.
I have a question.
Yes, Sean. What?
Were there hot bitches at this show or what?
Just the one I brought. Come on.
give me the bell. You
nah,
dumbass.
I'm kidding.
All right. Ward. Hey, buddy, on the caller.
Ward.
How was the show? Was it good?
The show itself?
Yes.
Did we just cover this?
Yes, we did. He's drunk.
I just want to hear it summed up in like one word.
Awesome.
Chaos.
Chaos. Awesome chaos.
All right, fun enough in itself. I dig. You know, honestly, I wasn't really listening to you guys talk. I was busy in the chat.
How many pints are you down, Sean?
I'm 5.5 deep right now.
Jesus Christ. Ward, real quick before we let you go, are all the rappers in Idaho like those thugs?
Those are the only rappers in Idaho.
Good to know. We could roll through there and in one quick move.
Hey, Ward, in a serious note, you've heard me and Matt shit, right?
Yeah, it's some talented stuff. I think what he needs is like 7 or 8 more people that can stand up there with him and say yeah as he sings his lyrics.
Why stop at 7 or 8? Let's have 20 all rapping about being gangster.
You know what
sing.
I'm going to do? I'm going to, next time I go up on stage, I'm going to tell the crowd that they need to be on stage with me, and then I'm going to actually go where the crowd was so that now they're on stage and I'm down on the floor.
Or I could just go with you.
Or that. But I agree with Ward. We need about 25 people, all white, all wearing the same shirts, just randomly yelling out, yeah, what? Yeah, yeah, just randomly throughout our whole set. And I think if we do that, we will make it.
And you need one guy that's up there just kind of dancing back and forth.
Right, absolutely. He's the fighter. He's the MMA guy, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm not talking any shit about him. He was cool. The rest of them, though, fuck. Come on, guys. Come on. You know what? Their songs, almost word for word, pretty much Dumb Dog. They could get signed with Dumb Dog. That would be amazing.
Dumb Dog are the hardest fucking rappers around here, bro.
Yeah, when we see them walking down the street, we just go the other way. You don't fuck with Dumb Dog. They might write a song about killing you with their non-existent guns. So, all right, man. Well, you got anything else you want to say? Somebody was asking, how much did my date weigh? I just want to set the record straight. She wasn't my date. I met her. I was like, hey, you want to go to this bar thing with me? And she was like, sure. And that was it. Hey, so it wasn't
a
date.
All I got to say is what's making friends in a new area if it, the intentions are innocent?
Thank
That's
you,
all
Drunk
gotta
Sean.
Say.
Thank
That's all
you.
I got to say.
All right. Well, anything else, Ward?
No, I don't think so. It was nice to have the most hated podcaster.
Thank you. It's good.
and when I say that, you know, I'm not on that side of the fence. I don't feel that way because you've been more than generous to our podcast in many ways, and being able to associate with you has given us a lot more listeners than we initially had. So that was always.
So that
was something I valued. So,
where they all went.
It was more of an observation just based on what I'd seen heard from other podcasts.
Yep. So in person, am I a huge asshole dick douche?
Oh, yeah, totally. Just totally being an asshole all the time. No, in person, totally likable guy. You're not a big douche.
He is, too.
To
Thank
set
you.
The record straight.
Excuse me, no. To set the record straight.
You're an individual cares about his friends, so I think that's a cool thing.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
To set the record straight, I've known Matt many years, and he is a huge douche.
All right.
He is a dick.
Oh, fantastic. Well, thanks for the call, Ward.
He speaks what's on his mind, but that's not necessarily a fault.
It's not a bad thing. It's not my fault people make me be a dick, you know? That's all I'm saying.
He is an okay friend.
I'll
say that much.
An okay friend.
But a douchebag, yes, 100%. Check yes. Matt is a D-bag.
Thank you. All right. Well, I look forward to your next episode. When's that coming out for everybody?
100?
101.
101, we're taking a week off because I'm out of town at the end of this week. And next week we have some scheduling things that we got to work out so we can all get together and talk about 100. But yeah, next week I think we're getting together to talk it over.
The real basement.
Cry
boys.
A little bit.
cry it out, man.
Yeah.
Well, it was a good time, and don't feel bad that I drove all the way up there in the show bomb, because I had a good time. It was a well needed vacay. It was a good trip. I had a lot of good time, so don't even worry about it.
Well, thanks again, Matt. I appreciate you coming out to the show.
Yeah.
It was nice to see you. Yeah, that's all I got, man.
All right.
But
we'll do it again.
Danny, he only fucked her once. I wouldn't worry about
Christ.
It too much.
Thank you, Ward.
She didn't even like it.
Oh my god! All right, thank you very much.
The table was shaky.
Okay,
it was just really uncomfortable. I mean, if he'd have done it on maybe the bench or something, it might have gone a little bit better.
Okay.
But is Dan even in the room anymore?
Yes, thank you. All right, man, I'll talk
For you, Matt, Danny, listen, he wanted to bring some support to the show, and I think even if he'd have found a guy that looked halfway interested in coming out to a show, it would have been a guy he brought. It was just
probably a
friendly invite, so.
Pretty much. All right, man. Well, thanks for the call, dude.
But you bet. All right. Guys, take care.
I'll be back. Ward from the Basement Boys. How would you rate that last call? Thank you, Skype. So, how pissed are you? Scale 1 to 10. Go, Dana.
I'm great.
Are you mad?
Yeah.
Seriously, about that. Are you mad? If I would have saw some dude and I was like, hey, you want to go hang out at a bar, bro? Would that have been cool?
Yeah.
But not because it was a girl.
Right.
Even though absolutely nothing happened.
Double standard, my friend. Double standard.
Well, the way you brought it up and said, oh, I want to see if I could still spit game.
Okay. Well,
no, that was how I brought it up.
Thank you, Sean.
You got to keep in mind, that was my interpretation of events. You can't blame that on him.
You know how I feel about that shit, and therefore you shouldn't have done it, and you're an idiot for doing it. So
why?
Because that's fucking stupid. Why would you do
that? Are you going to be pissed about that for the rest of our lives?
Probably.
Really?
I'm pretty mad right now.
Wasn't he just hanging out with a chick, though? I mean,
and honestly, once we got there, do you know how many...
Hold on. What if he told the same story, but instead he asked a dude to go to the show with
him? I just said that, and she said that would be fine.
That'd be fine.
Then what if I sucked that dude off? Would that still be fine?
What?
Never mind. Doesn't matter. Yes, caller, you're live on the jam hole. Yes, caller.
Hello.
Go.
Well, it's about time. I thought I'd call and give you guys some enlightenment.
Oh, please. Fuck. Matt Cubberly, everyone. What's
Hello,
going on, dude?
Hello, Cubs. How's it going, bro?
Nothing. I thought I'd call and give you guys a hello and a hi. It seems like you guys are all really having a great show, all live and fun. Everybody's fighting and everything.
Speak up, Cubs. You're going to have to enunciate. You're on the air.
Just another Monday fun day, bud.
Another Monday fun day?
You sound sick. Anyway. Is your whole family dying of something that we don't know about yet?
Dude, it's aliens. You don't even know.
Shit. So what's going on, man?
Nothing. I'll try and talk to David. I'll give you guys a list of things that you need to come down and do the show. But like I said, a place to stay for the night, drinks, accommodations for food.
That sounds good, but let's not do that live on the show right now, okay?
So what's up, guys?
Awesome. All right. I'm going to let you go. We got some shit to cover, but thank you for the call. I love you, Matt. Sean's brother, everyone. Thank you very much. So,
everybody give him a hand. Matt,
he sounds more drunk than you do.
He probably is, dude. We are Irish to the core, bro.
That's awesome. I thought Irish could handle a little bit of Indian.
So Irish and Indian, you know, we love to drink, dude.
Now, what do you think about this whole thing, Sean?
What thing?
Should I not have done that?
Well, I will say any self-respecting celebrity will not show up to a public event
without
a female on his side.
Right.
Friend or girlfriend.
You're an idiot.
Which there is a big difference.
Right,
and
right.
Completely wasted.
Also right.
Yes, I am wasted and I am somewhat of an idiot, but I speak the truth. I don't think Matt did anything wrong.
Thank you. I don't think so either. Now, if I would have brought her back to my room and been like, so.
You did bring a chick back to your room, you dumb fuck.
What? And we had sex, right? All over the fucking place.
I don't know. You wouldn't tell me that if you did.
I would, I think. I would. I actually would. You know what?
I don't think they did.
I don't have game. I couldn't.
Dude, I'm sorry. Your boyfriend is just not exactly what most women find.
I'm sorry, I was trying to bring some fun to the show and making it look like that wasn't a complete loser.
Okay? You know exactly how I am. Why would you do that?
If I really...
Why in hell would you think that I would think that's funny?
If I would have done... I wasn't trying to make you laugh, but if I would have done something wrong...
Were you trying
to
piss me off?
No, not at all. I was just...
What were you trying to do?
Talking on the show. That's what we do. We talk. If I really would have done something, though, would I even let you know? Like, would I have even brought it up if I would have done something? If I would have anything at all to hide, would I have even mentioned it?
I don't know.
And even put that in your head that, ooh, maybe he did. Ooh, I don't know now. This is going to be weird. I never would have even brought it up if I would have even for a second thought that I did something wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Seriously. Cubs says, Matt's getting fat. Don't worry about it. He has man boobs now. Thank you, Matt. You fuck. You're really going to get mad about this.
I am mad about it.
Fantastic. Welcome back. It's good to be home. So,
well, don't do dumb things you know I'll get pissed about.
I told you guys you could fuck while I was gone. I thought maybe that would relieve some of this weird tension.
I am not a piece of meat, Matt.
And why would I ever do that?
Whoa, you are not. She's calling you ugly.
You know what?
I'm going to turn you all on each other.
No, I'm going to tell you something. The weird tension is all about you and this gay-ass threesome you
want
to have.
I don't want... Hey, let's clarify something.
Can I just give a little truth to our listeners right now?
Oh, please.
I checked out Matt's porn collection. You know what it is?
Good stuff.
It's all double P stuff.
No, not all of it. There's a few in there.
Okay, sorry. Most of it.
Amham says, I'd be pissed if my chick went to party with another dude.
Well,
okay?
I wouldn't be. And so I would expect that same courtesy in return.
But you know I would be. You know I would be fucking livid.
Hey, I had a chick that used to do it all the time. Even though she may or may not have cheated on me all the time. We don't know. But still, she used to hang out with dudes all the fucking time.
Hey, she's one of those chicks that only likes hanging out. You went fishing with a dude, and I was cool with that.
I went fishing.
So? I went to a bar, to a podcast, where there was people that were there that I'm sure if I would have done anything wrong, you'd be the first to know. Because everyone loves podcast drama, and you know that.
Uh-huh.
You know, if they would have seen anything, that you, it would have been online, it would have been on Twitter, it would have been on Facebook. Oh, look at Matt and this chick, check this out. You know why there wasn't any of that? Because nothing happened. I don't know. I just, you were hanging out with that dude, and you seemed like you liked him, and I was totally cool with that, you know? You're like, he's cute, and he likes fishing. I'm like, cool. I didn't get mad at all. I didn't.
Okay.
What?
Yeah,
see, Basement Boys, he's in there. He says, if there was anything, I would have said something. I know you would have, because I called you guys out when you came up here. And it was all fun and jokes. See? But that's really, I don't know. I think that's silly if that's something you're going to get pissed about.
I think you're an idiot for even thinking that I wouldn't get pissed about it.
Well, then I'm an idiot and you're whatever it was that I said. And I'm sorry that you're angry.
So, it's been pretty fucking rainy lately. Have you guys seen that?
So, what did you guys do while I was gone this whole time? You guys just sit here and, like, stare at each other and be like, oh, I want to fuck her, but that would be too weird.
Well, actually,
she like
we just kind of, you know, hung out and avoided anything like that.
Hey, don't be hateful.
You constantly do that, dude. You get all pissed. You come home last night like fucking 1 o'clock in the morning. Yeah, I'm going to push you away because I'm fucking asleep. And then when I come home today and you get here and shit, you're like, oh, what's up, roommate? Like you fucking call me that after it's been 5 days after we're not having sex and stuff. You do that. Oh,
no.
She doesn't even like sex. It's kind of hard having sex with somebody who doesn't even like sex.
Well,
hey, what's it like to be in a loving relationship? Huh?
I never.
Huh?
Did I say that?
I have no idea. Fuck you, dude. Fuck you.
Fuck me indeed. So what? Then. Dana? Whidden?
You're a fucking jerk off.
Okay.
You're an idiot, dude. I don't know what your problem is.
I don't know what your problem is.
Because I didn't want to fuck at 1 o'clock in the morning
when I was
asleep?
I wasn't even trying to fuck. I was gone all weekend. A hug and a kiss would have been fantastic. I tried to hug you and you like pushed me off the bed, dude. Sorry.
Well, I was unconscious and I don't remember it. Go ahead, be mad at me.
I'm not mad about it. That's the thing. You're the one that's mad here, remember? Remember? Did you hang out with your dad on Father's Day?
No, I didn't get to because I worked.
How's work going?
Great.
Good to hear. Well, somebody hung out with their father on Father's Day. A Wilkinsburg man remained hospitalized in serious condition from stab wounds police say were inflicted by his father. Pernell Ferguson Sr., 56, and his son were involved in a domestic dispute sometimes after 6 p.m. Sunday. The two men had argued over the younger Mr. Ferguson being without a job. Where is Sean at? Mr. Ferguson, 23, suffered multiple stab wounds of the chest. At one point, before he was taken to UPMC Presbyterian, he told medics he had difficulty breathing. Hey, I got stabbed in the chest. I'm having a hard time breathing right now. Do you get that?
Uh-huh.
Thank you. The elder Ferguson was arraigned early today on charges that include aggravated assault. His son, who resided with him, had been free on bail in connection with his arrest back in May on drug trafficking charges. Awesome. Happy Father's Day. So, well, I'm glad at least somebody got to see their father. We don't really celebrate Father's Day here because, I don't know, when me and Braden used to do the show, he didn't have a dad, I didn't have a dad. We just kind of hung out together and smoked pot and reminisced about not having dads, talked about the bastards that we are. It was all right.
Mm-hmm.
Did you get him anything? Did you call him or anything like that?
He was working. I was working.
Okay. Is there? You look like you want to say something, and I will let you talk. Go ahead.
I don't want to talk.
Oh, are you just? Are you done?
Pretty much.
All right. Well, I will finish the show by myself then. Go tell Sean to come back in here. I need him to help me finish this beast. So, you remember? There, Sean. She's done with the show. So, all right. Thank you. Did you do anything for Father's Day?
No.
Am I in the wrong here? Because she's really pissed.
I have no idea.
Are you drunk?
Absolutely.
Okay, wonderful. Well, do you remember...
Well, you know what? Honestly...
please.
I don't think necessarily you were in the wrong.
Chuck's Pants
but
says...
But I can see how that pisses her off.
Well, I can too, but that's besides the point. Chuck's Pants says, yes, you are in the wrong, dumbass. No, I don't know. See, being in the wrong to me would have been like just completely boning down and, you know, cheating on her. Is it... Did I cheat on her? Like, did... Is... By me bringing a girl to the bar, is that cheating on her?
Well...
Because she's kind of acting like it is.
In the style of a big shot and a pimp, no.
Okay, what about in the lowly life of a podcaster / 9-to-5-er?
Maybe.
Maybe?
Emotionally, I don't know.
Chuck Spence says cheating is not the issue, it's hurting Danny. Why do we care? I mean, we care, but... When I'm hurt, it's like, fuck Matt. But when she's hurt, everyone's like, oh, that's so sad. Like, she's tougher than I am. Fuck. And now I'm the asshole. I am the biggest asshole in podcasting. Yes, caller, you're live on the Jam Hole. What's up?
Listen, I don't think that, you know, she thinks you're the wrong, anybody's in the wrong. But, you know, I think she's more than mad that you decided to bring a girl with you. And that's the whole thing. I don't know. You guys need to have, like, a third party sit down and talk to you. You guys have some tension built up inside of you.
Well, we have Sean here, but he's 6 pints to the wind.
Sean is, like, the last person you should talk to. That's just more foolish to say.
Yeah, I'm not too good at the moment. Sorry, guys.
Actually, he's usually pretty helpful. Pyrotech has a point.
Well,
she
thank
has,
you.
Pyrotech says she has tits, so people are going to side with her. Well... See, and Basement Boy says, did you bring her to the room or just to the show? See, I met her down at the pool, and then I went up and got ready. She went to her room and got ready, and we met back down by my car, and then we went, came back, and that was, you know, we went our separate ways. So, I don't know. I mean, I can understand that.
She didn't do anything, though.
No.
Nothing.
No.
Touch of the leg, the touch of the arm. Nothing,
dude.
Well, hey, let me ask you something there, Cubs.
Why? Hey. I know. I'm kind of asking myself that right now. Why?
Hey, Cubs, can I ask you something?
Yes.
What's your view on this situation?
Well, you know, I kind of went through something like this before, but mine was a little bit in-depth about it. I do understand where Dana's coming from, where she's talking about how... You think it's all funny and everything like that? You brought a girl to the bar, she doesn't think that's funny because obviously she's had some type of emotional standoff of previous relationships where she might have had a guy cheat on her or something like that.
Uh-huh.
I think it's more of the boundary area that you stepped over.
Yeah, see, Basement Boy says he hung out with the Basement Boys people more than the girl. If there was any interest in the girl, he would have been courting. I was not courting at all. And actually, other guys at the bar talked to her probably more than I did. If you want to really... Well, I was running cameras. I was helping set up the audio. Like, I was doing stuff. I wasn't just sitting there, like, staring at her like, you know? I mean, come on.
Come on, well, bro. I mean,
come on, dude. Fuck.
Cha-cha.
I think it's because you're making this, like, such a big jump that it makes it seem like... It makes it seem like you don't give a shit what she feels like. That's just... Because you're making it like such a big joke, which is funny in a sense, but...
So I should have just never brought it up at all then.
Yeah, so you probably should have kept that to yourself to the day you died and not do it on the show.
And then what... Okay. But then what if, like, next week, the Basement Boys podcast come out and they're like, so, did anybody see that chick Matt was with? And then it's, like, worse because she's like, why didn't you tell me you were with a drunk? You know?
Okay, Maybe you should have done it on a fucking podcast show.
Okay, so I should have sat her down before the show and been like, I'm going to talk about something tonight that I didn't do in Idaho that you're probably going to get pissed about.
Well, maybe you could have gave her some form of warning.
I wanted the initial reaction. I'm sorry. That's what the show we
you
do.
You got it.
You got I the did. Initial okay. reaction. I, you think you're a right. freaking cold-hearted bastard.
You're right. Okay. I'm an asshole, and I'm probably going to be single pretty soon, so I'm sorry.
What I'm saying, though, is the whole thing is that you made it out to be like it was some kind of big joke, like it didn't matter what her
Well, because to me, it didn't, because I know there was no emotional connection there. See, to her, it doesn't matter. It's just the fact that I was there with a chick. That's all she heard. That's all. She didn't hear anything about that.
Anything that tells you about your girlfriend, that maybe she really likes you a lot, that she get pissed and jealous when she sees or hears that you meet around another girl, that ever come to your head?
Amham says, next blowjob, remember, she has teeth in her mouth. Thank you, Amham. MDS says, Matt, I need to see a picture of her before making a ruling. So what do you say? If she's cuter than Dana, then it was okay, but if not, then I'm an idiot, right? Is that how this works?
Might be the other way around.
She's ugly. Okay, good.
That's not what I said.
All right, well, thanks for the call, Matt.
I said that it should tell you something about your girlfriend, that she gets mad when she finds out you're even, like, talking or affiliated with another woman. It means that, you know, maybe there's more than just, like, a relationship of you two fucking. Maybe, you know, she cares a little bit more.
Yeah,
she's
maybe.
She's a little jealous.
Basement Boy says there's a bigger dysfunction. Wait, there will be more blowjobs? Bunny on Belay says, but Danny should give him every reason to never look at another chick.
Fulfilling him completely.
Right. Which, I don't know.
With sex toys.
Is that happening? Sean, what would you say? Am I fulfilled?
I don't know how to answer that.
Okay. Oh, well.
Anyway, that's just what I was saying. I think she's just a little mad at me because she's just maybe a little jealous.
I know she was jealous, and I thought it would be funny and amusing, and we would talk about it, and that would be that, but apparently she took it way worse than I was expecting, so fuck me. And that's how it goes.
Wow. You live and learn.
Yeah, you live and learn, right? All right, well, thanks for the call.
All right, later.
Holla back. And, people in the chat were like, he sounds just like Sean. That's Sean's brother, so, yeah. that's why. Yeah,
thanks for calling in, caller.
Amham says, same mumble, different phlegm.
Ah.
Arado Toy says, is this a real fight? I don't think there's much of a fight, but...
No, this is completely staged and written.
No, hold... Whoa, hey, don't say that anymore, because people don't know what to believe. Yes, this is for real, so...
No, he saw right through that facade.
Yeah, right. All right, well, I got a few stories here. This is maybe lighten the mood a little. You remember Draw Muhammad Day, right? We drew Muhammad. Well, we Googled image Muhammad, and then we printed him out. Dana actually did draw a little picture. I think it's up on the TwitPic or the forums. Anyway, because of this whole thing, you remember we talked about how Pakistan shut down Facebook in their country. No one could use it. They banned it because of this. Then they said it was okay, but no more Draw Muhammad shit. Well, now it's coming out. Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg, he's being investigated by Pakistani police under a section of the penal code that makes blasphemy against Muhammad punishable by death. Mark Zuckerberg's going to die a virgin, and that is a sad, sad thing.
Oh.
I weep for him. According to a Google translation, the Pakistan's deputy attorney general has launched a criminal investigation against Zuckerberg and others in response to Facebook hosting a, quote, Draw Muhammad contest on its site last month. On May 19th, Pakistani officials blocked access to Facebook over the contest, and this ban was lifted on May 31st after Facebook removed the page in Pakistan and other countries. So we may be under investigation as well.
Well, it's a good thing they don't have much to nail us on. I mean, what with your podcast and
I know, there's you know, it's not recorded anywhere that we were participants. But does that matter? We're not Islamic. We're not Hindu. We're like, that means nothing to us. Now,
I think they just shouldn't get so bent out of shape about people, you know.
Well, what does that say?
Prophet.
What does that say about your prophet? That he's a big fucking pussy. If he's upset over drawing, don't draw me. People draw Jesus all the time. You know what he says? Fuck it. I don't care. I'm God. It doesn't matter. Maybe if your Muhammad was really God, he wouldn't care. Him caring tells me he's not really God.
Did you know that the prophet Muhammad was actually a chomo?
Probably.
Did you know that?
Most religious affiliated people.
That is what my mom says. And she goes to
church. Your mom's a extremist Christian.
Well, she's not extremist, but she definitely is, you know, in the loop.
Yeah.
And apparently the loop says Muhammad used to touch little girls. That's what he was into.
Basically, going back to the argument, Basement Boy says, yeah, like Matt said, hey, check it, Danny. I'm going to bring some random girl to the Basement Boys event so we can fight about it. Like, that's totally not what I was thinking. I was like, I don't know. I wasn't thinking, okay? Let's just leave it at that. So, I don't know. Mark Zuckerberg's going to get his fucking head cut off, though. Oh, man, that's
hooray
awful.
For him.
Yeah. Asked to comment, a Facebook spokeswoman told us the company does not comment on legal matters. If they know what's good for them, they will not comment on legal matters. Last month, according to English language Pakistani paper The News International, a Pakistani high court judge summoned the police after lawyer Muhammad Azhar Siddiq. So what if someone drew that Muhammad? Would that be okay? Is it
this link in the chat here?
Is it all Muhammads or just the one Muhammad?
That's a horrible Muhammad.
Like,
he would be offended as fuck. Actually, if that were me, I would be pretty happy, actually.
Can we do you just like do all the Muhammads then, or is it just that one? Which one? How do I know which one to draw?
Just to clarify, right now, the Muhammad we're talking about, I'm looking at a Lego man Muhammad.
Yes, I saw that. Thanks.
Fucking a chick Muhammad. Or a chick.
Awesome.
I don't know.
Now are we going to jail in Pakistan?
You know, I don't think so because we live in America.
That's right.
Montana, of all places.
According to the paper, section 295-C of the Penal Code reads, quote, use of derogatory remark, etc., in respect of the Holy Prophet, whoever by words, either spoken or written, or by visible representation, or by any imputation, innuendo, or insinuation, directly or indirectly, defiles the sacred name of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, shall be punished with death or imprisonment for life, and shall also be liable for fine. First, we're going to take all your money, then we're going to throw you in jail, and then we're going to kill you.
You know,
your
I mean,
prophet sucks. What a pussy.
You're just kind of taking it too seriously, guy. I mean, come on, man. Fucking Muhammad needs to lighten up a little bit.
That's what I'm saying.
People follow me to lighten up a little bit. Hey,
he can't
man.
Fight his own wars? You got to get all like, hey, don't talk about our prophet like that. He's sensitive.
Laugh it up, you know. Just laugh it off, man. Look at what they do. They talk shit about Jesus and
like,
shit.
Catholics are fucking little kids, and you're like, oh, don't draw a picture of our prophet. What a fucking stupid religion. That's right. Your religion is stupid. So, moving on. A Newport man whose stepson accidentally shot himself through the head while posing for a photo is starting a 5-year jail sentence. Now, what does that sound like? I recall a picture of me with a certain pistol to the head, and that could have happened to me. That very easily could have happened. If I was dumb and, you know, didn't know how to use a gun, right? How do you do that, really? I didn't know it was loaded. Oh, my God. I didn't know it was loaded. I killed him. I totally didn't know it was loaded. I'm so sorry. Does that work in court?
Yes.
I didn't know it was loaded. Okay, well, free to go.
That's the sad state of America. You can get away
is
with
that it
shit.
Actually does?
It is. Like, I didn't know it was loaded. Oh, okay, guy. Well, fuck, my bad.
That's
judge
awesome.
Says, step out the door.
Michael James Hole, 51, was charged with possessing a prohibited firearm, and child cruelty after his 15-year-old stepson shot himself through the head on March 2nd. Excuse my face. Prosecutor found that Hole had the 25 caliber semi-automatic Beretta a few weeks before the incident, and when Lewis returned home from school, Hole showed him the gun. Mr. Kelly said Hole, in an act of gross stupidity, asked Lewis to pose with the pistol to his head so he could take a photo to mimic Matt from the Jam Hole. Weird. Lewis pulled the trigger of the gun twice and nothing happened, but when he put it to his head and pulled the trigger, the gun went off.
Oh my God.
Why would you pull the trigger if you had, like, you're not going to be able to see in the picture that you pulled the trigger, right? Like, why would you, unless it's a video, then okay, I understand. But this wasn't a video. This was a picture. And you shot yourself in the head. Darwin Award, done. That's amazing. Damn. Have you ever shot yourself in the head before?
One time.
Yeah?
It was pretty brutal.
Fucking A.
What else you got for us, Matt?
What?
What else you got for us?
That's
hey,
about
can
it.
Can I just pause for a sec here?
Oh, absolutely.
This has been a very interesting show, hasn't it?
I guess, sure.
Can we just comment on that for a moment?
Did you enjoy it? I know they enjoy the dramas. They're not going to enjoy it when she dumps me and it's just me and you doing the show.
I have, although I've been pretty drunk throughout this thing, so...
MDS says he thinks Sean should go puke on Danny. You think that would help?
I think puking would help. I mean, I'm kind of drunk.
Are you okay?
No, I'll be okay.
Okay.
I'll manage.
Good to know. Hole called the ambulance, telling them that the teen had shot himself in the head in the front bedroom of the door, and the door of the house was open. Paramedics arrived. Lewis was conscious, shaking, and crying. After phoning the ambulance, Hole contacted his sister and brother-in-law and then went to his brother's house. He said he believed Lewis was dead and wanted to kill himself, except for that whole part where you're like, hey, put this up to your head and pull the trigger so I can take a picture. Right? Like, except for that, you know, it might have been he wanted to kill himself.
Mm.
Except that you handed him the gun and made
total
him.
Total suicide.
Told him to do it. Right, right. So, well, good luck in jail, you weird fuck. So. Let's go down to Memphis, Tennessee for a sec. A serial rapist who pleaded guilty to multiple counts of rape, kidnapping, and robbery charges.
Hold up.
Whoa.
Was his name Friday of Bad Dog Entertainment?
Do you have the story? No, his name was Bruce Tuck.
Close.
He is trying to overturn his conviction by accusing the interrogators of using junk food to coerce a confession. Now, you may say, okay, that's weird. Why does that matter? Well, it matters because Bruce Tuck is also known as the big-bellied rapist. He filed a 10-page petition on his own behalf, among other things. The 275-pound man. Could you imagine getting raped by a 300-pound dude?
I'd like not to.
He would have to rape fat chicks, right? Any other chick would run away easily.
Or an effeminate man.
Right. But I'm saying, like, you're big, you're gonna outrun him, unless you're also a big fat fuck.
Wow.
Then maybe it's like the slowest race you've ever seen in your life.
You probably didn't catch no joggers.
Yeah, probably not. Jesus, dude. He says the jailers only fed him lettuce. When they offered him chips and soda, he was quick to confess to 19 felony charges that led to a 60-year sentence. So that's kind of your fault, though. You could have been like, I'll take the chips, but I have nothing to confess. Like, you spilled the beans, and then you ate the beans that you spilled.
And they spit him back out.
And said, no, I want my confession back. Tuck, who was locked up in the Weakley County Jail, says guilty plea was involuntary on 6 grounds of Folgers crystals. Tuck said the year prior to the conviction, he was institutionalized with bipolar and suicidal tendencies and was not taking his medication at the time of his arrest. You can see video of him on YouTube. I believe it's under Fat Man. This is totally what he sounds like. Hey, folks. That guy's so creepy. Tuck claimed, quote, insanity may render him incapable of making a rational defense, and said investigators never read him his Miranda right. You think he's got a case?
Maybe.
Yeah? I don't think so.
Not a lawyer, so I don't know.
you can do that if you're a cop and you're like, well, this guy's fat. How are we going to get a confession? Here's a fucking ding-dong over a stick. Like, you can get him to do anything, you know?
Here's some Twinkies.
That's his fault. He should have had the self-control to be like, no, I am hungry as fuck.
You got
to
hit people where they're weak, and with a fat person, right, it's
pretty
obvious.
Right, that's what I'm saying. But then, because they found your weak spot, you can't turn around and be like, I'm suing or I'm appealing this. Like,
well,
they won.
No,
they got
you.
You
know, he volunteered. It's his fault.
No, they coerced him with food.
Do you think if they would have offered food to, like, let's say some skinny crackhead that never eats or something, he'd be like, oh, hell yeah, give me the fucking food. I'll
no, see, in that case, they would offer him crack.
Exactly.
And instant confession.
And he'd be like, oh, hell yeah,
but
man.
You know the difference? The crackhead isn't going to try to appeal it. He'll be like, yeah, I know.
I fucked up. I was high.
Yeah, fuck. I was high. Pretty much. Truck called the search and seizure of his bedroom unconstitutional. He claimed investigators ignored his mother's request for them to stop searching and then used that evidence to obtain search warrants. Tuck said the judge failed to tell him about his privilege against self-incrimination. Do you need to be told that? Like, anybody that's alive right now knows that you have the right to shut your fucking mouth, because if you keep talking, you're going to incriminate yourself, right? I mean, if we've learned anything from tonight's episode, we've learned that.
That's
am
yeah.
I right? Yeah. All right, I'm right.
Sometimes it's best just to shut up.
Thank you. So
I know my broham out there, Cubs, is feeling you on that one. He's trying
yeah.
to tell you. He's not listening no more, don't look like, though.
Oh, yeah? You want to tell us a little story about that?
About what?
About your brother and anything?
No.
Any interesting stories there?
Absolutely not.
So I heard you actually wrote a letter to your ex. Would you care to enlighten us with that a little bit? What made you write this letter to
her?
First of all, how long have you guys been broken up?
Year and a half.
Second of all, yes, caller, you're live on the Jam Hole. What's up?
Hey, it's Ward again.
Oh, what up, G?
What's up, bro?
Hey, remember that girl you brought to the Basement Boys show?
Yeah, I do. Thanks.
I just didn't know if you remembered that or not.
Oh, yeah, no, I do. That's all I can think
about.
Wait.
Jesus, what happened? Can you say it again? What happened?
Something about fucking on a table? I don't remember. Well, you guys,
nothing happened.
You guys
who,
just,
who did Matt bring?
What was
What's her? That now?
Who did I bring?
I don't even remember her name.
Some chick with a dick. That's all I remember.
Yeah.
Which
yeah.
is why I didn't cheat. That's why I didn't tell you guys. That's why I didn't cheat, is because I started to feel around and there was a cock and I was like, whoa, that is not happening. I'm
well,
just
I think
kidding.
Frank Butterline took her home that night.
I heard he did, and then took her out to breakfast the next morning and filmed a porno.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that's awesome. That is such a great character, dude. I am very impressed with that.
Thanks.
Right.
I don't know. Do you think there's something deeper to the relationship problems you're having than just this particular instance?
I don't know. Have you listened to this show ever?
Well, no, that's what I'm saying. I think.
Yeah, no.
I think there's some definite tensions that are,
of course,
building.
There's always been, but let me ask you this. If you did that, how would your wife react? Would she be pretty pissed about that?
My wife probably wouldn't be happy at all about it.
Okay. So it was my bad.
And
then.
I can't really fault Dana for being upset about it.
Right, I don't either at all.
But at the same time, it's frustrating as a guy when you do try to give that reassurance that nothing happened and, when trying to be like stand up and actually honest about the whole thing, and then it's frustrating from that perspective, where you're like, you know, yeah, I brought this person, but yeah, we didn't do anything. But you know, at that point, you're just digging your hole deeper.
Well, it's like if you're gonna be pissed and treat it like I did do something, then I might as well had just done something, because the end game would be the exact same. Do you get what I'm saying? Like,
right.
Either no matter what happened to her, I cheated, so I might as well had just cheated, because that's how I'm being treated, like I did. So, you know, it's a lose-lose. And that's my
right. And for your end of it, that's something that, you know, knowing the relationship problems that you're certainly going through, I would have maybe considered that before making, you know, taking that step maybe.
Right. I was just trying to do it for you guys, man. That's all. I wanted you guys to think highly of me.
That's how I looked at it, and that's how, you know, everybody else thought, oh, wow, he's trying to find a Levi J size posse to bring, and he found one person, but that's cool.
That is cool. And she enjoyed it.
And I think even if it had been a guy that you found, you know, she had tattoos. Obviously, you were seeking out a demographic, or, you know, you weren't going to ask the first 40-year-old lady that you saw down
honestly
there.
Dude, check this out. She was the only girl at the pool that, like, looked at me. So I was like, hey, what are you doing? It wasn't like, right. I was like, picking and choosing. Like, she was pretty much the only one there that showed any kind of, like, hey, come say hi to me because I'm as bored as you are, you know? Like, let's go to a bar.
Right.
And now,
you were both slumming it, huh?
Because I did that, you have a listener for life now because she had a good time there. Not by any fault of my own or yours. She was making fun of the rap group as much as we were, which was pretty cool. And then, you know what? Nice. I'll never see her again. Like, I don't even know her. I don't know anything about her. I just know that we went to this bar, and then that was it, you know? But to her, I cheated, so I don't know. Shit happens.
Well, it's too bad she doesn't listen to your show, or wouldn't check out your show and, like, call in and clear things up or something.
Oh, yeah, I wish she would just fucking call in and make this all better. That's all it would take.
But at that point, I don't even know if it would make it better.
Hey, see if Fred Fedeline has a number for me.
Yeah, I'll talk to him. I'll see what he's got.
Awesome. All right, well, thanks for digging
all right, well,
deeper. Appreciate it.
Yeah, take it easy.
All right, holla back. Hey, you remember when I brought that girl to a bar in Idaho?
Yeah, I heard about that.
Right on.
So, back to my story.
Yes, I'm sorry.
Okay, so, 3 or 4 days ago, I wrote a long and detailed, I guess we'll call it a love letter to a certain ex-girlfriend of mine via Facebook.
Are they still considered love letters if you write them to your ex?
Well,
I believe at that point they're called evidence.
If you're like me and you're expressing your eternal love to a girl, yes, it would be a love letter.
Okay.
Okay, so I noticed right before we started this show that she had logged on to Facebook.
Oh.
All I could think is, holy fuck, she probably just read that.
And we know you've been watching her status, so you know that was the first time she's logged in since you sent that. So
you're counting it down.
She's like, type in username, type in password. She's online. Okay, 1, 2, checking message, checking notifications, and she's reading it. Go.
Yeah, for sure.
Awesome, dude. Now, is this the love of your life that you poured your heart out about on the Friday show last
week? Perhaps.
Okay.
Perhaps.
It is. Go ahead.
Well, I don't know what else to say.
It might be. Sorry. So, did she read it?
I would assume she probably did.
Did she reply to it?
Negative.
Negative ghostwriter?
Negative.
Now, would you care to read it to everybody before we get out of here? I think you should read it.
That is tough. Can we ask the people in our chat to, like, give us a yes or no on that?
Do you guys want to hear this sad, sappy love letter, Cobras? This sad love letter that Sean wrote to his ex that is now probably going to be used to get a restraining order against him. Anyone? Yes, I want to hear it, so fuck everybody else. Yes, MDS votes yes. That's good enough for me. Go.
I'm looking it up.
All right, pull it up. In the meantime, how's everything else going?
Pretty good. Working, making some money now.
I noticed that. You gave me $10 today, and I appreciate that.
I did.
$490 more dollars, and we're square for this month.
I didn't want to stiff it.
Nah, I know, man.
Oh, man.
I know, it sucks.
I can't believe you're getting me to read this.
I can. You know why? Because you got 6 empty PBRs up there. That's why.
All right.
This
is
a great idea.
Let me pound the rest of the 6th one.
I'm excited to hear this. I want to know what a drunk... Were you... What... What? Okay. Hold on. What state of mind were you in when you wrote this? Sober?
Honestly, do you really? This is fucked up.
For real. Were you sober when you wrote this, though?
I have dreams sometimes about this girl.
I don't.
I do.
Ever
and
have
whenever
dreams.
I do have a dream, like every so often, not like all the time, but every like couple of months I'll have a dream. And I wake up and I'll be so flustered by it that it just drives me fucking nuts. You know?
Right. Because are they just so vivid and real that you think you're back with her and everything's cool, and then you wake up and you're like,
no,
oh, this again.
No, no, they're not like that. They're not happy dreams. They're more like dreams that are smack me in the face saying, hey, you know, this is how it is. Get over it already.
Right.
And, you know, just for the record, I'm not a psycho. I just
I'm just fucking with you.
Really regret what happened, and it haunts me.
No, I know.
It's painful.
We all knew that after listening to Friday's show, because you were serious and you poured your heart out, and we all appreciate that for our entertainment.
Well, you know, I just hope hope my pain can help some people decide
the right decision. We're all suckers for other people's pain here. That's
why
we're here.
Life is either a comedy or a tragedy.
Hey, if it's not your pain, it's mine. So
you either have a tragedy or a comedy, man.
I have a same tragedy for the most part.
Well, maybe, but you might be able to switch it around.
So maybe.
Good luck with that.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I'm going to need it.
All righty. So are you ready for this?
Yes, I'm ready.
Here we go.
Do you need a beat?
Ooh. No, okay. All right.
Okay.
So it starts out, hello, blank.
Blank.
I just wanted to say some things. I miss you. It seems like no matter how many times I tell you, it really doesn't help. I'm still thinking about you. I'm still in love with you, and I kind of hate it. I wish I could go back and change everything that happened. I don't know if you understand exactly how much I really do love you. You know, I'm a little different from most, and it's just not as easy for me to fall in love or get over things like this. I've tried talking to you or telling you before face to face, but it just never seems like the right time. You're the most beautiful girl in the whole world. Sometimes it really hurts thinking about what happened. I didn't know a broken heart could actually physically hurt so bad. I'm sorry I ever hurt you. Now I know what you went through because I've been going through it every day. It's really sad sometimes. And stuff.
Is that what it said?
Yes.
Okay.
So I know you're over me, and that kind of hurts in its own way. I guess I always did love you more. As much as I hate to admit it, our friend Blank was right when she told me you would be the one that got away. So now I don't know what to do, Blank. I can't move on. I can't let go. Sometimes I don't even know if I can feel anymore.
And my roommate's an asshole.
And my roommate makes my life a living hell. Anyways, I'm so happy every time I see you, but it always makes me so sad when you're gone. I just don't think I'm ever going to love another girl the way I did with you. I just wish I could have been more for you. I'm always going to love you, Blank, and I mean it. I know I'm probably going to regret sending you this, but I don't want you to ever forget how I feel.
Sorry.
I think about this all the time.
That's
so
deep.
I'll see ya.
So I'll see you later.
Well, we hang out all the time, you know what I mean? No, we hang out, you know, we're still friends.
Hey,
you know?
Do you guys really hang out in person?
We do. I helped her raise her boy for a few years.
Right, right.
You know, me and him have a real strong connection and shit, and I still go see her and see him. And
is it weird and awkward? Like, you guys just sit there like you both want to just jump each other's shit, but you know that that'll lead to a bad place eventually?
You know what? Sometimes
it gets like that,
it kind of is like that.
It's weird, isn't it?
It is weird.
I hear you,
man.
Because,
you know, there are nights where, you know, there's a certain touch or a certain look, you know, that just says, hey, you know, it just brings you back. And, you know that person still loves you.
Yeah. The one that got away. Everyone's got
exactly
one.
Exactly. And that
some
is,
have two, some and, have three. You never know.
And that's the fucking truth, man.
It is. It's a tough thing to deal with.
At least until the next one that got away comes along.
Well, right. You know, and then Always gotta trade up, never trade down. Leave that for the stock market, right?
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you for closing us with that lovely.
But you know what? Oh, letting please. It out is it helps me move on.
I know.
So that people can feel my pain and say, "Hey, I'm not going to be a little fuckhole and ruin what I have."
Like Matt.
Like Matt.
Jesus, thank you.
Not going to say names.
You're all helping tremendously.
Anyway,
thank
I'm just
you.
Saying. Sometimes a sad story helps people make a happy ending in their own
I
lives.
I hear you. Ain't that the truth?
So that's my mission. At least until I delete everything like that that's on the internet.
Presumably. Right. Yeah. Except for this episode now.
Well, you know what? It will live on.
Word.
I'm proud.
Well, any closing thoughts you'd like to leave us with? You fucked any hot chicks lately?
Yeah. Meh.
Take the good, you take the bad, you take them both. There you have Sean's life.
You know, that's just how it goes.
All right. Well,
I will say this, you know. You never know what you got till it's gone, and you never want it so bad until you don't have it anymore.
What about
boom?
What about if you love something, let it go, and
don't
if it was
that.
Meant to be, it will come
no.
back.
Do not do that.
Don't do that. Okay, right.
If you love
right.
something, hold on to it forever.
And stalk the fuck out of it if it
well,
tries.
Don't, you
if
know.
It even tries to leave, strap it down into the basement and never let it go.
No, don't do that, but just, you know, keep tabs. That's all I'm saying.
Make a fake Facebook profile, maybe yeah. a fake MySpace, depending on her age, you know? All right, well, I appreciate you pouring that out for us, man. That's
well, that
do you
was-
feel better?
A little bit. That
yeah,
was
you're not
heart.
Going to tomorrow when you're getting letters like, God, what a fucking faggot.
Probably not. I expect to hear the word pussy tomorrow at least 100 times.
You can email info@thegemhole.com in care of Sean Coverly, and I'll make sure he
hey,
gets
those.
Hey,
don't say my last name, Matt Lee.
It's not a fucking mystery, dude.
Oh, shit. I thought Jesus. I was Lyrical406 in the chat.
No, huh? you're Sean Coverly. I'm Matt Lee, and... Thank you guys for joining us tonight. Sorry it was so awkward. I'm sorry that I am an asshole, apparently.
You know what, Matt? It's history in the making.
Fucking A.
There's
we're
going to
look back on this
Excuse
episode
me.
One day, and we're going to laugh about it.
There's a little movie I would like everybody to go check out sometime. It's called Talk Radio, and it was a movie from the late 80s. And you know what?
Was that like pirate radio?
No.
Where they were out in the boat?
No.
Okay.
Not yeah. as gay. It was pretty
that was,
straight
hey,
up.
I like that movie.
You know what? If you've never seen Talk Radio, Matt, you need to check it out. And all you listeners need to check it out because after that, you will finally understand what it's like to be a podcaster. Right, Matt?
Podcasting ain't easy, man. Josh Smith from Big Mouth's podcast said it best. He said podcasting ain't easy.
It ain't, Gene.
It's not easy to put yourself out there like that 3 days a week
you know
or
what?
Five
let's,
or one.
Let's watch
you know?
Talk radio tonight.
Let's do that.
We should.
I'm
going
to go to the bar and get drunk and then drunk drive home and crash and die.
I think
That's
I'm,
the plan.
I think I'm pretty done for this episode.
All right. Well, thank you guys so much for being with us. TheJamHole.com, of course. Email us info@thejamhole.com, 406-204-4687. You can leave us a message. I love ending on these lovely high notes.
History. In the making.
That's right. If you guys enjoy the show, help us keep the show going. TheJamHole.com/donate. If everyone gave us $5 that listen live, we'd be sitting pretty. So keep that in mind. TheJamHole.com/Twitter/MySpace/YouTube/Facebook/Tumblr/posters, all that shit. And we'll see you tomorrow for the Hotbox Podcast, hotboxpodcast.com/live. You can watch that live at 8 p.m., same time as we do the Jam Hole. And then Wednesday, the next step of the Jam Hole. Thursday's rap day for us
Absolutely.
In the lab. Friday jam
We
hole.
Will have a new song up by Friday.
Yeah, you want to record another one just fucking
Fuck
around?
Yeah.
Let's just keep doing it. Once a week, we'll just release a stupid song.
Hell yeah.
Just fucking around.
For sure.
All right. Well, like I said, we'll see you guys tomorrow for the Hot Box. We'll see you Wednesday for the Jam Hole. Thanks for joining us. Peace.
You are listening to the Jam Hole. The Jam Hole. TheJamHole.com.